بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah رب العزة تبارك وتعالى grant our beloved marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ghafir lahum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And we ask Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant sabr to the family of marhumin inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program, and we say shukran to Hafiz Bilal and Brother Yusuf and each and everyone who are assisting us here on Radio Islam Studio. And we ask Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. We say shukran to all our listeners, they're always listening to our program. And I respond to one of our friends who asking us to talk about Ahl al-Bayt. When we talk about the family and the descending of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not an easy topic, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned them in Quran al-Karim. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. يُرِيد, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted, and He got His iradat and wish to remove all the dirt and all that sin from أهل البيت, and then Allah purified them a proper purification. And we know that Ahlul Bayt with the Ha, Ahlul Bayt, are the descendings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know Ahlul Bayt, those who live under the roof with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are unable to take zakat and sadaqah. And we believe that love of Ahlul Bayt is fard. According to the Sharia of Islam, it's a must upon every Muslim to love the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That love, it's a very logic love. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our family member. That Rasul awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more closer to you more than your own self and the family. Once you become a Muslim, you can't delete the relationship between you and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you postpone it, or you just ignore it or neglect it. You 24 hours with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the taqdeer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his sons passed away young, to stop that fitna which we're having now. Ahl al-Bayt, the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming from children of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima radiallahu anha. But we got another Arabic word, it's called Ahl al-Bayt, not Ahl al-Bayt with a Ha, that Ha for He. We're talking about A for Alif and Mad. Ahl al-Bayt. The word Ahl, it's those people are well known in your family, those you are proud of them in your family. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. And Allah spoke about Ali Yaqub. Those people are well known in the family. But sometimes that word Ahl, this are just for the famous people around you. Famous people, because Allah mentioned Ala Fir'aun. But the most important thing to know, that Ahl, that Ha, the one with the Ha, those who are family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are unable to take from zakat and sadaqah, and as I said, you love Ahl al-Bayt because of the relationship between you and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ. So you love them because the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said in the hadith, إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ كَالْوَالِدْ. Indeed, me to you as a father. And in Sahih Muslim, that أهل البيت with the ha, those who been deprived from zakat and sadaqah. And we know that if you do not know Ahl al-Bayt or the descending of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never be able to fulfill their right. And if you have any ill feeling towards one of Ahl al-Bayt or the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will go to that category of la'na, mal'oonun man aadha dhimmiyya. Curse of Allah upon those who unfair to the non-Muslim. And mal'oonun man aadha muslima. Curse for those who harm the Muslim. Mal'oonun man aadha mu'mina. Curse for those who harm and hurt the believer. And mal'oon man aadha al bayt. And curse for those who harm or disrespect the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some ulama, they put it very further. They say, Ahl al-Bayt, or the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is those people who live under him. But Ahl al-Bayt, the family of the Ummah, is each and every Muslim who read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have to find out who are Ahl al-Bayt, or Ahl al-Bayt, so that we can fulfill the haqq of Allah and His Rasul. We're getting a big problem between those people who exaggerate on this muhabba till they make shirk and bid'ah, and those who become harsh and cruel, and those who did they were not kind to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe that we have to sit and discuss the descendings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, the offspring of Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali radiallahu anha, because they are carrying the genetic of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why we say that? Because the other daughter of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they died in their lifetime, or after him, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted the descendings of Fatima as radiallahu anha as Ahl al-Bayt. Why we say Fatima? Because she lived longer under the roof of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She physically walked like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Daughter of Khadija, the mother of the Ahl al-Bayt, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl al-Jannah, this the queen of Jannah. And we believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives salat ala Nabi and Ahl al-Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ahli Muhammad. So we do believe that Allah blessed and give a dignity to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously we have to show that respect and decency. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to sit with our children and teach them who are the Ahl al-Bayt with no exaggeration or with no harshness. We have to, they call it jafa and ghulu. Jafa, it means cruelty, who don't show any kindness to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you find some people are exaggerate, or they are a bit over on that love till they commit bid'ah or shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Ahl al-Bayt and Ahl al-Bayt, inshallah. The other thing which I have to respond to our respected brother, the imam. The word is called Imam. It's miracles of Allah is in the Kitab of Allah. Miracles of Allah is in the Quran al-Kareem. Not only scientific miracles or geographical miracles, but even the meaning, that language. And that language, the miracles of the eloquency of Quran al-Kareem, we call it balagha, the top Arabic meaning in the kalam of Allah. We know that we heard so many times the word is called imam. Imam in Quran al-Kareem came on many in different meaning. We know that imam of the masjid, or imam al-muslimin, or imam al-mu'mineen, you got like that. But we have in Quranic words, we have imamun mubin. Imamun mubin, it's called international road. Road for all the countries, you can use it, any traveler can use it and become safe on it. The proof of that, when Allah said in the Quran, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِ إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, talking about this village, that village of Madian, those أصحاب الأيكة for Nabi Shu'ayb عليه السلام, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِ إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. If you go to the English Quran, you will find these people stay there on the highway. We got another word, it's called Imamun Mubin, that Lawhul Mahfuz, that the board with the register of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it's called Lawhul Mahfuz. Wa kulla shay'in lafi imamin mubin. Each and every creation of Allah, it's on that book, on that file. All that taqdeer of everyone is in Lawhul Mahfuz. Imam al-Mubin is Quran al-Kareem. Because Quran al-Kareem is like international road. Everyone can go and seek hidayah on the Kitab of Allah and reach his destination. Everything will benefit Nas, mankind. Imam al-Mubin, they call it Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, all the nation and all the prophet believed on him. So we call him the father of Anbiya or international road. You'll find Ibrahim alayhi salam is in each and every holy book. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam is Imam Mubin. Because all the Anbiya, and really this one, it's his Imam sallallahu alayhi salam. Reason, because he was the Imam of the Anbiya in Masjid al-Aqsa, in the journey of Isra wal-Mi'raj. Imam, could be used also for good or bad. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about the kuffar and the leaders of kuffar, that وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. We made them a leader to guide people to Jahannam. Imam is a leader of group. And Allah spoke about the ummah, kullu ummatin bi imamihim. Every nation or every generation will go to Jahannam with their imam or that leader or that one who lead them. Imam, we call him da'i, the one who preach. We call him imam. So look at the miracle of the Kitab of Allah. When you read your Quran or your sabak, and you find this word imam in many different meanings, you say subhanallah, this is the Kitab of Allah. Alhamdulillah, that Kitab of Allah has all that miracles, not only on the science or geography or whatever, it's in the language itself. In Quran al-Kareem, we talk about tariq. Tariq, I don't know how to say it in English. Tariq, like you say tariqa. Tariqa, it means freeway. That when we drive on the highway, we find a board, it's called blue, and another one green. We call it national road. Tariq between city to another city. Road from one point to another point, or they call it maqsad. So tariqa, you find so many tariqa there. Like you people heard tariqa. You got tariqa, what tariqa to what tariqa. The road takes you to certain destination. So that's why we heard some people say, we got Shaykh al-Tariqa, you got this Tariqat of Mawlana, what? Tariqat of what? It's a road take you to the international road. We got something in Quran al-Kareem, it's called Sabil. Sabil, that Sabil, you people call it off-ramia, the small road there. Sabil, any means, or any road, you take it And then mass reach you to the destination, the main road, or the off-ramp, that off-ramp take you to the freeway, or to the international road. Do you collect the means? Proof of that? And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you talk about وَإِنَّهُمْ لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُبِينٍ, that the village of Lut alayhi salam. So it means to take you. وَهْدِنَا سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. What is وَهْدِنَا سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ? Oh Allah, guide us to the means of Deenullah, or the peace on Akhirah. The means, وَهْدِنَا, it means Salah, command of Allah, Ibadah, Dhikr. All that is called Sabil. Like you people, when you give something, you say فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What is سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ? This is a means to let me reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's called Sabil, the road of Allah. And we got that traveler, we call him Ibn Sabil. Ibn Sabil is stranger, traveler, walking on a road to reach something. Brother and sister in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised people that وَلِنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will guide them to some means of a'mal, takes you to the road of Jannah inshallah. That's why you said you must لِمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, for the Hajj. So sabil, zina, we talk about zina, that إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It is a major sin and bad means for the terrible ending. And you see how much problem the people get after the zina, say a social problem or sickness or whatever. We got something in Quran, it's called Sirat. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat here is a road between two things. Could be a condition or could be a place. Very high, you don't lean to any side, you must go straight. I call it that high bridge. When you take the road on a high bridge, you must be very careful. When we're driving on a bridge, we very careful, because 1 second, it's very dangerous. There's no, you can't pull off on a bridge. You go down. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask us that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-mustaqim, it could be that road on Jahannam, on top of Jahannam to go to Jannah, or deenul Islam. It's a sirat. We need the proper deenul Islam. No bid'ah, no mistake. We have to take that road to reach Allah. And we know that Sirat is a road between two opposite things, Kufr and Iman. Impossible for the person to reach Jannah without crossing Sirat. So the last stage of Hisab on Akhirah, to cross the Sirat. Now the ulama said that in dunya there's no way to reach the Sirat of Akhirah, to cross it, without the Sirat of dunya, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This one here, it's called the Sirat. Any religion or any believer must come to the road of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is Deenul Islam, oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every day we sing Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim. Every Salah, Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim. It means Deenul Islam, or La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The proof of that, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get angry of them because they never take that road or that bridge days, لا إله إلا الله, ولا الضالين, ولا الضالين, also those who misguided, they never read كلمة التوحيد, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Brother and sister in Islam, I just want to show you tonight how great is our kitab. You got so many things to capture from the Kitab of Allah, not only recitation and tilawat. You need to know the message of Allah, and you see how beautifully Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put that Quran as a language for us. When we say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that we need the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you must ask Allah every day, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Many people thought that they have sirat al-mustaqim, may Allah save us, but they end up that was not Sirat at all. And once you got the Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, when you ask Allah Hidayah, you will get it. And once Allah give you Hidayah, you will read Salah. You will capture that Sirat, أن يقول واشب الله عندك سرا. صراط المستقيم لعلماء سد الصلاة. Why we call it صلاة؟ Because it has everything. صلاة got everything. Got fasting, you got Hajj, you got Zakat, you got everything. You read La ilaha illallah, the five pillars of Islam, you find it there inside صلاة. I know someone going to say how you fast in Salah. You say you're not allowed to eat in Salah. We got even more than fasting. You're not talking even on Salah. In Ramadan we talk. You don't walk on Salah. But in Ramadan we fast and walk. So it's more than Ramadan is. And Zakat, Salat is Zakat. Yes, Salat is Zakat. Because you people say time is money. And Salah is the time. And time is money. So you close your shop and you go for Salah, you're supposed to make money on that time. So Allah will count it as a ibadat of Zakat. And Hajj, you're facing the Kaaba and you read La ilaha illallah. You got everything. Salah got everything. So you know now, ihdina sirat al mustaqim. That sirat, there's no way for anyone can suggest any other sirat. We need the sirat of Allah. Sirat of Allah, our four madhab never have a dispute about sirat. And when we talk about tariqah, we talk about the practicality of masail al-fiqhiyya. When we talk about practicality of masail al-fiqhiyya, Imam Abu Hanifa is putting his opinion on that. Imam Shafi put something like that, but all of them, It's about the sirat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we know and we do believe that when Allah speaks, it's not like my speech and your speech. When you go to the kitab of Allah and you see that how Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, put the word even bashar. Bashar, it's about complexion. Bashar is about the skin, the feature of the person, the organs of the person. So when we talk about Bashar, we talk about mankind, that creature of Allah. After death, that creature of Allah has nothing to do with you. No benefit. You can't use anything after death. Bashar, it's about your shape and your form. All the creation of Allah can be naked in front of you and you don't feel it. But you, when you become naked, become ashamed, disgraced, and unaccepted. Brother and sister in Islam, let me ask myself and you, are you Bashar? And that's why the kuffar, they say, أبعث الله بشر الرسول. How Allah send a Bashar? That Bashar, it means that appearance, that physical thing, that Bashariya, or that type of nature, the nature of mankind, that needs so many things, same like the animals, in worse than the animals even. Every son of Adam can be Bashar, except the Muslim is insan. Yes, insan. Bashar. Oh, you see now the need of the Bashar. See the person when he eat, or when he sleep, or when he just fight. There is no different. But when Deenul Islam come to the person, change him from Bashar to insan. Quran al-Karim never praised that word, it's called Bashar. Even Shaitan didn't accept that how come Adam is Bashar, because Bashar dies, and he said, أَأَسْجُدُ لِبَشَرٍ خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. Should I make sajda to Bashar? You created him from clay or mud. Million of people living in this dunya, Bashar. Just Bashar. Eating and enjoying, satisfying their desire, but they never be insan. Insan is human being. Shaitan doesn't fight that type of people, it's called Bashar. But Shaitan come to someone who decided to be insan, human being. And unfortunately, that Bashariya, or that desire, or that need of the biological need of human being, that Shaitan attack us from it. Yes, destroy people because of that desire. How many people being destroyed because of sexual desire or money desire or other type of desire. The media nowadays, they work on Bashar. Bashar. They play so much with that type of desire or the biological need of human being. I don't know what the lady do when we're selling cars. Why you put a lady on the advert of selling cars? I don't know what to do the lady do with the engine and cars and all that. You want to sell sweet, you put the girl there or the lady there. I don't know why they're pushing us to be Bashar. But insan, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent religion, especially Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for me and you, to change from mankind, that Bashar, to insan. So not every son of Adam is insan. No, they call it Bashar. And you see nowadays, some people worse than the animal even. They do something animal and jinn never done it ever in the history of human being. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for us to live as an insan and to die as an insan, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran to those who are sending WhatsApp to me and SMS. Shukran jazilan. Let me make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah reward Hafiz Bilal and brother Yusuf and all our friends here on our studio, those who are always helping me to be with you every week. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, inshallah. And I'd like to remind our brothers and sisters that our program here just to show you and motivate you to come and study and research and find something in the Kitab of Allah so that you can increase your iman. Now I'm just picking up some Arabic word from the Quran to remind you that our Kitab is not like other Kitab. It's a Kitab Mubin, as we said. Before the break, I was talking about that ni'mat of insaniyah, humanity. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, even if He created you as a mankind or that one who got biological need, but He never left you like this. He did maintain you and He tried to repair that faulty on the bashariyah by deen and akhlaq. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praise you when you try to rectify yourself and you try to fight and you make jihad on nafs to be insan. Insan with your character, your manner, your behavior, your treatment, that kindness which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created in us. Insan is not the one who's arrogant, the one who's coward, the one who's lying. The insan got that very serious emotion and feeling, human being, creative person, liberated person, wise person, honorable person, respecting himself, and become a role model for the other creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah didn't say لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْبَشَرَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. No, we will never use Bashar, because everyone is Bashar, but which one is insan? And Allah praised, that's why the friend of Imam Abu Hanifa, he said to his wife, طَلَاق, if you are not better than the moon. So the lady said, my husband want me to be more pretty than the moon. So he said, no, you are better than the moon. I say, how you prove it? He say, Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Indeed, we have created human being in the best form. The best creation of Allah is a human being. So Allah, and that man said, خلاص, you don't divorce your wife. It's halal for you now. Because any women are better than the moon. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praise the insan. Ya ayyuha al-insan. And Allah spoke about عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. So be insan, and every insan does not make sajda except to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Iblis, shaitan refused to make sajda to Bashar, because he looked at Adam as mankind or in a form of that biological creature of Allah. Maryam alayhi salam, when she saw Jibril, and she didn't know that he's Jibril, she said, no, how can I have a baby? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي Bashar. There's no Bashar has touched me, or that got that biological need. even halal or haram. Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor him, protected him, and insaniya can remain after death. But body, when you say that person had the muscles, or that person with the green eyes, but after death, you'll never remember that. You will remember the akhlaq and the reputation of that person. And look at the beautiful ayah in Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about insan, الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ as a bashar, فَسَوَّاكَ give you ruh, soul, فَعَدَلَكَ make you, or maintain you, or cultivate you. عَدَلَكَ it means put you in the best akhlaq, very, very educated and cultivated person, very polite, very kind. Insan, that's why we love, do you people say love is blind? It's true, that one. Because once you love the person, you become a blind for his bashariyah. You don't look at him as a bashar. Even if you think that your bashariyah is not good, someone say, no, I'm short, or I'm dark, or I'm lemming, or whatever they say. But with insaniya, you will let the people forget about that shortage or anything. Khalaq Allah, Allah created you in a beautiful way. And if you are like this, with your insaniya and with your behavior, you let that person become a blind not to see your faulty. What about a woman who's bashar, very pretty, but she's rude. She's very cruel. She got a sharp tongue. So why when we see the movie star and we say, oh, and then that man married that another movie star, married this girl, only a few months and get divorced. So, oh, because he was thinking the bashariya can last long. But when he got the insaniya is not there, he divorced. And we got some other women are standard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the beauty on her through the akhlaq. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Allah is the one who created, and then فَسَوَّى. سَوَّى means give you the beauty of ruh. And Allah spoke about sama, sky also as a sawa. رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. سَوَّاهَا, you look at the sama, you don't know which part is beautiful. You just look at the sama and you say, Subhanallah. Brother and sister in Islam, the greatest ni'mah for Bani Adam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the deen and gave him that insaniya. When Allah speaks to Bani Adam, Ya Bani Adam, teaching, correcting, cultivating. But Ya Yuhal Insan, just to remind him about the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he will be in the best form. Ummatul Islam, we as a Muslim, we are insan. We are insan and we have to live as an insan. Deenul Islam is a deen. Once you become a Muslim, you turn to be insan. That's why people don't accept any mistake from the Muslim. You see, how come Muslim women drink alcohol? Because she's supposed to be insan, not bashar. And the beauty of Deenul Islam that we become a role model of the other religion. Yes, you say Muslim. Why Muslim they are very exposed on the media and what? Because people expecting that we are insan. We are not bashar. And he respected our Islam, respected all the religion. And Islam gave us something called tazkiyah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shari'atul Islam gave us tazkiyah, purification. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَاللَّهِ أَوَى النَّبِي الزَّكَّانَ. Once you read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you turn from bashariya to insaniya. The way you look, the wudu, the nur of Allah come on your face, your words. Our deen is a very, very civilized religion. Not only bashariya, insaniya. We have no problem with any other religion at all. That insaniya come to our family. Yes. Yes, our family are clean. Come through nikah, halal marriage. You got in-laws. You set up a family and house. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala purify and make us insane in all our desire. The sexual desire, the food desire. We are so worried about our stomach if it eats haram. Brother and sister in Islam, each and every part of our body is clean. Insan, and our heart is clean. We don't have any problem with rich or poor, and that we call it insan. Even the idea or the way you're thinking is clean. Yes, yes. Sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did receive that insaniya from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave it to the others. Yes, and you as a Muslim receive that insaniya and humanity. You have to give it to the other. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, Siratul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah is not a story. It's insaniya. We have to teach it to the other. Follow the sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be insan. Yes, you will be human being. Ummah insaniya. Ulaika humur rashidun. Once you become a Muslim, you get a new title. It's called Rashad. Guidance. Deenul Islam is a ni'mah to the whole universe. Deen, this religion. If it goes away, this dunya will have no flavor and no taste. Enough that adhan. Let the non-Muslim enjoy. Muslim is clean. Muslim, the shoes of the Muslim is very clean. Muslim, celebrate that anyone join his religion. Muslim, the one who believe, only the one who believe on earth, that Allah is one. Okay, fine, find another one. Muslim, believe that all the Muslimin are the servant of Allah and servant of Deenul Islam, servant of our family and our society. Quran came down to approve the haqq, the right, and not only right for the Muslim, the right of non-Muslim. Respect all the Anbiya, respect something it's called freedom of choice. Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to come back to our humanity. We have to go back to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must do it with love. I don't want you to practice the sunnah like that stupid student who go to school by force. Who is crying because he's going to the shower. Brother and sister in Islam, don't go to Allah as the sheep going for slaughtering on the Qurbani. Love Allah before Allah prove the miracle to you. Ummatul Islam, move to the road of Allah with no any threat or any hitting or beating from the calamity. Ummatul Islam, love khair, love hidayah. Brother and sister in Islam, we are the carrier of the beauty to everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. Ummatul Islam, we are the people who carrying the insaniya from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and show it lil alameen. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, lil alameen. And we do believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He made us Muslim, is not just to let us enter Jannah, but we believe that we are carrying that the nubuwa to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I told you many times, there is no way to feel Islam without practicing the sunnah to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no way, because if you don't practice the sunnah to Rasul, all the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never feel it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the people. And it's not so complicated, it's not hard. Symbol, the fitrah of insan will accept it. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only way for us and for the non-Muslim to reach that peace in this dunya. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, our Nabi is a savior from the danger of dunya and akhirah. Yes, if you look at how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed bil mu'minina raufur rahim. What is bil mu'minina raufur rahim? He was so kind to the Muslims, gave them a beautiful, easy, simple and comfortable sunnah to practice to gain akhirah. Yes. That's why, before I end my program, I'd like to say to all my listeners, men and women, boys and girls, educated person or a normal person, we have to go back to the Kitab of Allah and to enjoy that beautiful message of Allah and that tafsir, and make tadabbur al-Quran. We have to make tadabbur al-Quran. And we believe that we have enough ulamayin in our country. They gave us enough. Because we do believe that without catching the message of Allah and the Kitab of Allah, you're missing so many things. And we don't want you to live in this dunya without knowing the message of Allah in the Kitab of Allah. We do believe that the Kitab of Allah got so many miracles, and we know that is a nur of Allah, and we believe that when we study knowledge, we got ulum, knowledge, it's called ulum maqasid. Maqasid means you study that science or that type of subject for it. You want to know what is inside. And we got ulum, it's called ulum wasa'il. Some knowledge and some science just to take you to the ulum al-maqasid. For example, ulum al-maqasid, like fiqh, tafsir, Quran, seerah. And we got ulum al-wasa'il, it's like you study Arabic grammar or stories or handwriting or calligraphy, just to take you to ulum al-maqasid, because that is the knowledge which Allah will ask you about it. Quran is hifz and tadabbur and recitation. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. If you don't think and you study the message of Allah in the Quran, there is a lock or the barrier on your heart. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, ثَوِّرُوا الْقُرْآنَ. What is ثَوِّرُوا? Blow the Quran as you blow the farm or the soil. Yes, you will get it. Ummatul Islam, we know that Quran Kareem is in Arabic. And Arab has no excuse at all. But what about the non-Arab? He must study as much as he can or as possible so that he can get a very important thing which is called al-halal wal-haram. Ulama, they must teach it and they must put it in a very simple way so that people can know the message of Allah. And we do believe that tartilul Quran got ajr, wa rattilul Quran tartila is a command of Allah. And we have to study Tajweed as Allah brought it down to us. As Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Al-Huruf wal-Wukuf, how to pronounce the letters and how to stop. And Aisha radiallahu anha, that she used to say, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read longer on Quran al-Kareem. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, to read al-Baqarah with understanding, better than to read the whole Quran in speed. Imam al-Ghazali, he said, is mustahab for the non-Arab to read tartil, also to read tartil. Ummatul Islam, when we repeat the ayat which is causing some effect on our heart, and we have to read the dua, Rabbi zidni ilma. Yes. And Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, when he repeat the ayah, Rabbi zidni ilma, this is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Rabbi zidni ilma till Fajr time. And Sayyidina al-Hasan al-Basri said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. He read it from Isha time till the Sihri time. Ummatul Islam, let us come back to the Kitab of Allah and we sit and enjoy the ni'mat of Allah or that miracle of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Kitab of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the love of the Quran and understanding of Quran inshallah. The other thing I'd like to respond to that WhatsApp, the one who sent, the one friend sent it to me now. And our Nabi is a bahar, is an ocean. Is an ocean, but you have to get something from him. You cannot believe on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you don't pick up anything from him. And we have to understand the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be through the ibadah. Through the ibadah. We know that love of the Nabi is fard. Without him, you're wasting your time. But that love must be according to Kitab and Sunnah. We call it wala, loyalty, ilm, with knowledge, science, ittiba', you must follow. It's not a story you narrate it. A story we do it after the work, not before. Many people know Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the child when you look at the ocean. you see nice waves, but some guys, you look at it, especially the divers, you look at the depth of the sea, and you see how much treasure we can get down there under the water. We have to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exactly that students who love the ustaz and attend his lesson. But what about the students who love the teacher but never attend his lessons? Or the soldiers with his commander, but he loved the commander, but when he commanded him something, he refused to practice it. Ummat al-Islam, let us take the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam serious. And let us enjoy the company of the ustaz and practice his teaching. We don't want to conclude our Nabi in one day, one story. Yes, 23 years he made jihad. You can't just celebrate it in one night. How you praise him but you leave Salatul Isha? How you praise him without believing that hijab is farad? Ummatul Islam, you can't weep and cry, but inside your pocket, money haram. You can't longing to Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam while you disobey him. The ulama said, if you just imagine that our Nabi come suddenly to your house, will he be happy with that condition in your house or not? Ummatul Islam, let us bring our deen and that love to amal, action. Let us sing the song, but after we practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. The lover must show the obedience to his beloved one. Brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine that 2 billion Muslims just practice sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day in the entire world. In this world here, imagine that all the population of Islam now practicing the sunnah in one day. You will see how this world look. And you will see how much different we can change. Ummatul Islam, let us practice our Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love through our ibadah. Yes, Ummatul Islam, love Rasulullah through the Sahaba. We can't separate our Nabi with the Sahaba. They together, 100,000 Sahabi, they draw the history and qasas and the seerah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Sahabi got right on you to know him and to give him his respect and honor. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, grant us the love of Rasulullah and the love of those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next time. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.